My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What does Pat Narduzzi need to do this year? Like, what does Pitt need to do that's like the bare minimum where you go, okay, last year's a total anomaly?
Win the games they're supposed to. And people say, well, what games are they supposed to win? I think if you look at the schedule, there are games on there to be had. And if you do that, you'll find the consistency and you'll be in a better spot. Cincinnati, I keep saying it, that is a game that you need to win. You need to go on the road with a young quarterback, if he is the quarterback at the time, in Holstein, and win that game. And then you can get that momentum throughout September. Obviously, West Virginia's a toss-up. I don't really think that that game will make or break a season. You would love to win that game if you're Pitt. But the games you need to win, you need to win. That's just really what it comes down to for me. You can't have any games that, like a Boston College at the end of the year, like lose that game to be bowl eligible or something like that. You have to win the games that you need to win.
I think that's well said. The way I look at it is quite similar, I think. I think bare minimum you got to go 6-6, but Holstein has to look really, really good. And you have to have proof of concept that this offense was the right move. If you do that, you get bowl eligible, you win a bowl game, and you say, okay, we've got our quarterback of the now and the future. You can't say it's a bad year. Now, that's not to say, like, if you start 4-0 or you start 3-1 or something like that, the expectations can't change. Wow, this is all working very fast, and Eli Holstein looks really good, and this offense looks really good. So now 8-4, 9-3. Like, expectations change as the season moves on. But as we look at it right now, I think you go like 7-5, and Holstein's the guy?
Feeling pretty good.
I think you're feeling pretty good. Again, it doesn't have to be something that people are doing backflips for, but I happen to think last year was an aberration at 3-9. A lot needed to go wrong for that to happen, and all the wrong things happened. I think they'll be good enough on defense where they're going to be competitive most weeks, too. You guys, you and Pat Bostic, both really optimistic about the defense that they've put together, and we know what Pat Narduzzi does with defense. Same question, but with James Franklin and Penn State.
They need to win the big game, and I don't think it's enough. I don't think it's enough. And if they do lose that game and they find themselves in the playoffs, it's not just enough to win a playoff game. Like, you have to go through the playoffs and win significant football games. I think everybody's getting uneasy up there. I'm sure that they would say the same thing. They don't know if James Franklin is the guy that can really push them through to being a championship caliber team. They have to figure it out. Like, they can't lose any games, any games that they're supposed to win. Like, their schedule does, benefit them a little bit, and they got the big game, but you have to not only make it to the playoffs, but you have to have some significant wins in the playoffs. That's where they're at.
I'm with you.
I think people are tired. They're tired of it up there.
I think you either need to beat Ohio State and make the playoff, or if you lose to Ohio State, you got to win a playoff game. You got to show that you win one of those big games.
Big game.
If it's the Ohio State game, that's the big game that you have circled, or if you don't and you got a playoff game at home at Beaver Stadium, you can't just make the playoff. Like, as an at-large team, you make the playoff and lose a home game in the playoff at Beaver Stadium. Those pitchforks and torches are going to be out again.
I'll say this, too. Like, you either beat Ohio State and make the playoffs, or you lose to Ohio State and win a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Aller has to be the reason why you win. Like, he has to come through, too. because we saw what he did last year whenever the big moments were, you know, and I don't know if he has that. And he's grown. I mean, he's getting older and he's, you know, becoming, you know, sharpening the tools of, you know, his arsenal to be that good quarterback that everybody's talking about. He has to be the reason why you beat Ohio State. He has to be the reason why you win a playoff game. Also, alongside of James Franklin. They have to do it together.
Yeah.
It can't be him just, you know, throwing picks and not scoring, throwing touchdowns. You know, not throw. He can't be under 100 yards throwing. Like,
yeah,
he has
can't
to be
a
reason.
Manage the game kind of deal. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, he was the Princess Promise, man. And his first game last year against my guys looked really good. And I know he lost to Ohio State and Michigan. Not some great sin because they beat a lot of teams. However, Michigan and Ohio State both held Penn State under their own scoring defense averages.
Yep.
So they actually played better, their defenses did, against Penn State than they did on average. That's why their OC got fired. That's why they bring in the guy from Kansas, who I think's a hell of a hire. We'll see just how ready they are with that guy and that offense coming up tomorrow. And I think Neil Brown needs to kind of repeat last season's performance.
Yes.
You go 8-4, something like that, I think you're okay.
Yes.
But they're going to do better than that because they're going to beat Penn State tomorrow.
I hope they do. You'll never hear me say that ever again.
And for you, Doran, I hope Pitt beats Kent State by 30 points. And we can both make some money off of it, too.
I love it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.